When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Grawlix Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal. Yes.
And boy, howdy, is this a fucking banger of an episode. We got a real great challenge coming down the pipe in the form of a shameless shill.
Yeah.
Someone's here to promote a product. And, you know, we're normally such punk rock dudes.
Yeah,
we don't
allow let's
for that
just
shit.
State what the podcast is. Normally, we do these self-help challenges, things that better us.
In even the most tangential of ways.
Yep. And hopefully, just by proxy, by osmosis, the world around us.
100%.
And, but not this time. We're selling products.
Everyone realizes how huge a promotional opportunity just being on our podcast is. And so constantly texts, emails, hey, let me get on there. Let me show the product. We're like, no, we're saving the world.
How do I get that Grawlix bump?
Right.
Yeah.
We have weird guest pitches out of left field. We've had people, they're like, hey, this guy wrote a book on how to get by just eating paper or some weird shit like that.
Boy,
no,
you,
we don't want you
to did not go up to Rift City. You're like, you're like scouting Rift City from far away.
That's true.
He's on a grassy knoll.
Andrew sent a flaming arrow toward Rift City from the outskirts, and it fell so short, we're in Rift City, laughing at the small brush fire that will never reach us, that will never reach us from that inferior rift.
In fact, I think the fire on the arrow went out before.
Yeah, it was raining. It was fucking raining.
It's
raining.
Why is he using a flaming arrow? It's raining. Anyway,
well,
nice
but
try,
speaking
Andrew.
Of Rift City, we have perhaps the mayor of Rift City.
Oh, what?
As our guest.
And many people don't know, this is a city that has 5,280 residents, and it sits at 420 feet above sea level.
Yep.
And the mayor.
This could be the mayor or lieutenant governor. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
or queen, king.
There's a king of Rift City?
Yes. We don't see him a lot.
Well, anyway, enough to recycle those who can't bits. Sam T, welcome to the podcast. It's Sam Talon, everybody.
Sam Talon, the prince of Rift City.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Man, it was fun to watch Andrew put that body on that catapult.
It was my own body, and then I, like, cut the rope.
Woo! We were all waiting.
You thought it was a plague victim, and it was just a very alive man. And you pulled that cord, and the catapult came up.
Everybody
right
knows
that
level 6 of improv is, and that's the level that's hardest.
That's
to
that
attain.
Good shit. It's more believable that way. Look, my daughter's back in school. I've been up since 6:50 a.m.
Oh my god!
My time
is yesterday.
Midnight.
Why aren't we clanging pots and pans for you?
Brutal.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Andrew. You look good.
Fuck you.
All right.
Anyway,
let's hear it.
Sam, we apologize for Andrew. We told everybody to bring it, but he'll get there. How are you, buddy? Thanks for being on the podcast.
You rule.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks, fellas. And I know this podcast is about giving challenges, so I assume that since I'm like your comedy little brother, you're going to make me like eat a toad or piss on an electric fence. So I'm just waiting here.
Both of those are pretty good.
Andrew,
Sam, we combined sent both some of them. Atomic fireballs to your house. They're on your front porch right now. We're filming.
I thought that was fish food.
No, dude.
Oh, no.
What kind of fireballs?
Big, what kind of big they're... fish could eat fireballs like that?
Oh, yeah,
what,
no.
What do you got in the tank over there? Jesus.
My betas.
A piranha with a backwards baseball cap on? Jesus.
I love the idea of you feeding your beta fish atomic fireballs.
Why I thought that they were just purging blood. That's the food dye coming off the fireball.
Man, you've had an insane ride. Your novel Running the Light came out and has just blown up, and it's done amazing things. It's fan fucking tastic.
And then and I know you just started reading books, so that means a lot.
They are
it's one of the 12 you got through last year.
You know what I found is that a lot of the books people are giving me are missing pictures. And that's been the biggest problem. I think a sure. picture is worth 1,000 words, so you could get a lot of these
Ben
books
went to
done
kick
with
the,
one word.
Kick the football through the goalposts of Rift City and stubbed his toe.
I did. I did. And a lot of us are not.
No pictures in the books. Whoa. Watch out.
Yeah, from far outside Rift City, I just saw someone fall off one of the parapets all the way down to the ground outside.
Well, look who decided to come up to the gates of Rift City and decided to knock on them finally.
A lot of other Rift communities are kind and hoping that the other people can riff on the same level as the other citizens. Not here. We're Lucy's. We're holding the football, and we remove it often. Anytime someone tries to rip, psych, there's no longer a football.
So,
which is what good improv is all about.
Hell of a segue. It. Speaking of Rift City, if Rift City were to have a movie night, we would be showing in the center of Rift Central Park. We'd be showing your new stand-up special.
Wow, that was good. It was good. Is that the copy that Sam gave us? Did he write that up for you to read?
Word for word.
In Slam Central Park, where we all hang out in the center of Rift City, be watching. You have a comedy special that's going to be coming out, right?
I do. September 7th, it's coming out on every video on-demand platform. And if you want to see it live in Denver, we're doing a live premiere at the Sloan's Lake Alamo Draft House on September 7th.
Hey, that's right by my house.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you should come.
Andrew still won't be there. But
yeah. Yeah, it was more just like a fun geographic factoid, less than I'll be there.
Yeah. Every episode, we give our listeners a little jewel about where Andrew lives, and we're getting closer and closer, hoping one of our fans will kill
those
Andrew.
Those of you
eventually.
That are putting all of those colored thumbtacks into your map, you really got close. You're within
it's a real Carmen San Diego thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You live in Black Bart's cave?
Yeah.
I mean, since Cassie has been shuttered, I've got run of the place, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, the reason Sam broke through the shill wall of Rift City is because we're all such fans of what Sam does. He is a hilarious comedian, but one thing that I've noticed about the special and that you've told me about the special is it seems like it captures your off-the-cuff riffing, the way you sort of improvise entire sets sometimes, headlining sets. I think you're one of the best in the game at just fucking going off the top of the dome and making it funny and not bullshit riffing.
Well,
am I right or am I wrong?
That's a very nice compliment.
You're wrong.
I don't do that at all.
This is my new podcast, Am I Right or Am I Wrong? I guess into a corner.
Ron, we need you to sound the earnestness horn because this is
we're trailing.
Adam was being earnest and I am, so earnestness horn.
Hey, Vern.
Oh yeah.
You are amazing at that. That's like what you're known for. I mean, your material's obviously very funny. No, but what you do is just run on a tangent for so long and pull on a string for so long at that I'm like, holy fuck, how did you get here? You could not have written that. It's all.
You're pulling on my string right now, Ben. God, thank you.
Well, it's hanging out the front of your shorts.
No good comic likes to be complimented or talk about how great they are, but is this something you set out to do or is just kind of like your style from the jump was like, I'm just going. Yeah, I know you have an improv background and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't write like you guys do. Like, you know how much I admire all three of you. I came up watching you guys and wanting to do what you all did. So I couldn't do it very well, so I just started riffing. And, you know, thank God a lot of crowds have a guy with a yellow shirt or, you know, someone who's wearing a questionable hat. Like, it, a lot of
yellow
audiences
shirt.
Are the
same. I
love it. Yeah. Comics can't see that
mortified to have
a
worn
lot
a
of
yellow
comics
shirt.
Can't see it.
And not many people know I played trombone in the ska band Questionable Hat for 3 years, from 97 to 2000. Adam's been to every one of our shows.
I'm a huge fan of
that. Every
them.
QH
I love
fan.
That's
QH
how you guys
fan.
Met Andrew, right? He was the dancer?
Yeah, he was the dancing guy.
Slash merch. Slash
the Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, that, what you do, terrifies me more than anything with stand-up.
Yeah, but Ben, what it looks like what I'm doing is what you're doing, but it's thought out and there's like poignancy to it. Like, you're so good at faking it like you're making it up on the spot.
But
that
that's,
it pisses
but
me
that's
off.
It.
It's like, stolen valor. You're stealing valor from us true artists. You're out there like,
he's
yeah,
like
and another thing about being in a relationship. Look at this guy. Look how big his head is. I'm going to touch it. And then I'm like watching from the
he's
wings.
He's like a tightrope walker with a safety line hidden.
I was in theater when I was in high school, and I had to take a lot of improv. And that was the part that scared me the most. I loved being on stage, but improv terrifies me. It's so scary to me.
God,
like,
I would have loved to seen your high school improv class in fucking rural
in
Maine.
Maine. Yeah. A lot of problematic characters coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Hey, kid, it's us, the Soft R's.
We were called the Soft R's. Is that... Anyway, let's
well,
not.
Thank you guys. You know, I think actually a good. I've can I offer a challenge up to you people?
Wait, we've never had a guest bring us a challenge. I fucking love this.
I think you guys should hit a mic. You know, go.
I'm already
go
out.
Bless a low.
Andrew,
no, thank you.
When was the last time you went to an open mic, Andrew?
Oh God, it's been a bit.
Deacon Gray was still hosting.
Yeah, no,
it's been,
oh no,
it's been a while.
That was great. He would have loved that though.
Of course, a mention on a successful podcast. So,
Adam, when was the last time you went to an open mic?
I cannot remember the last time I went to an open mic. Literally, I went after a show I did downtown. I went over to Wide Rights open mic because I was just enjoying being out because I'm a dad of two. So I was like, this is fun comedy. And I went and I watched a couple sets and had a beer. And then I was like, I felt no desire to go up at all. Just I was just hanging out. And then I left after that. I didn't go up. So I attended
ooh,
one.
Just teased.
I did not go
you
up.
You just teased everybody. Ooh,
Sam, we were
here.
Talking about this because I go here and there. But I mean, we were discussing this. I'm wondering, as you've climbed up doing stand up more and become a headliner, do you find that now you work out more new material on stage during your headlining set than you would like actually go into a mic? And
yeah, because I'm just trying to riff my 45 to an hour every time, so it's like all new material typically.
So you do no
the worst
jokes
though.
You don't I mean, have like I could close with this if it's going disastrously.
No, I'm just trying to do that like tricky hacky callback thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like that classic, like Josh Blue has a bit about it where like remember from earlier. It's like if you can close on remembering some guy's name from 12 minutes into your set, they all shit the bed and do the worm and the mess.
Yeah. Houdini!
Yeah,
Houdini!
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But the worst is after you headline and then afterward they're like, there's a mic across town, do you want to go? And it's like, what? No. I just did this very well for like people who enjoyed it. I don't want to go to a mic. There's so much pressure. They're like, oh, he's the headliner from, you know, Squirrel City's in town. And then you go and you just like fucking... you know, blow it at the mic. That's such a bad feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and they're waiting. Terrible. They're waiting for you to do it too, because they're little fucking hot shots trying to usurp your spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think the idea of doing this is terrifying. Of going
wait,
to
so
a
what
mic.
Is the idea? We go to a mic and then we riff a set. That's what's
riff
going
the whole
on?
Set.
Oh,
get up there. I mean, Adam, I've seen Adam. You had legendary
I thought we were just
sets.
Going to an open mic. That's terrifying enough. Now I have to riff
Ben.
The entire set.
So go to a mic and eat shit.
Yeah.
Go to a mic and bomb.
To make it an actual challenge, I'd like to add this. We record them.
Mm-hmm.
And we make Sam T listen to our best moments. We can curate that. And he's like, all right, you or you did the fucking best. That's the best riff.
What
and
power.
Comedy's subjective, whatever. It doesn't really matter. No, but we'll see who did the best riffing.
Oh, this
according
is
to
disgusting.
The crown prince of riff.
There's no way that Sam should get off scot-free on this challenge. The podcast is about all of us doing challenges.
Oh,
so Sam
snap.
Needs to sit down and write a little set and go to an open mic and deliver jokes that he writes on like an index card or something.
Or cocktail napkin.
No riffs.
No riffs. You cannot riff at all. You have to go.
I don't care if it's the ultimate setup. It's just a fat hanging right over the middle of the plate. Home run riff. Nope. Next time.
What?
Yeah.
Just the jokes.
What if there's an old guy on a date with a young woman?
Ooh, you just gotta swallow it. You can write it in your diary that night.
What if someone's wearing transition lenses?
No, Sam. No.
You
cannot for the evening.
You cannot.
They can have their foot on the stage. They took their shoes off. They got their fucking feet crossed up on the stage. Tough shit.
Yeah.
You got to tell these jokes.
Their drink is pink and has whipped cream on top. You don't say fucking thing, Sam.
Oh,
nope.
No. What if their knuckle tattoos say sublime?
Yeah. No. You can't. Yeah. You can't.
Man, mystery this is going to be a lot
ages.
Harder for me than you
They're
guys.
Wearing a triple XL sweatshirt that says, "Don't bother me. I'm on vacation." You can't touch it. You have to stay away and just stay on stage.
I love it.
Okay.
3 minutes. We'll say 3 minutes.
Whoa.
Three minutes.
3 minutes. No,
Ben hasn't even introduced himself.
I mean, how much? What mic are you going to where you get more than 3 minutes?
No, Ben's still cartwheeling to the stage.
I think most open mics right now are 5 to 8 minutes, and I am still mid cartwheel. Thank you very much,
Ben. You have no idea how long the sets are at open mics. What are you talking about? 5 to 8 minutes? The lists have 170 people on them nowadays.
I don't want to be arrogant. We're the fucking Grolics and Sam T. We're going into these mics. We're doing however the much fucking time we want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And if five guys don't perform that night and quit comedy, I'm elated because I just need an hour of their fucking mic time. I'm doing an hour.
Look, the roads of Riff City are just paved with skulls. So that's fine.
Riff City's a terrible place.
Yeah,
I think we've really established that it's one of the worst places to live.
No infrastructure. All the water just flushes right out into people's backyards. It's disgusting.
Yeah, none of the food has any nutrients in it.
No.
It's a barren Soviet landscape. All right, that's the challenge. I love it. So we go to Mike's, riff an entire set, record them. Sam gives us his take on it. And Sam, you got to write a set and perform it, dude.
And
even if it's 3 minutes, you got to write some jokes and see how they go.
If I hear one team, if I hear one team that isn't written down, no, you can, as long as it's planned, buddy. If I hear one team that isn't in there, then I'm out. I'm out on this.
And this makes the world better because it makes us examine our comedy habits, appreciate them, perhaps expand them, making us better artists, making the world even better.
Staying in the moment on stage does make you a better comic, for sure.
I think we should play a clip from Sam.
Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy, and no better than to listen to the, what did we say? He's lieutenant mayor right now?
I want to be the autocrat.
Okay.
Autocrat. Right. That sounds like a transformer.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm pretty dumb.
No, that was good. See, you're riffing, Andrew. You're doing it, buddy.
There you are, Peter. There you are. All right. Bangarang, Lost Boys. So we're going to listen to some live stand-up comedy from old Sam Talent here, old Sammy T. And then when we return, we will have all bangaranged properly as like a bunch of Lost Boys. We're gonna all be...
If you're going to bangarang safely, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying
that's
that,
important.
Andrew.
Stay tuned.
Hey! Yes! That's correct. That's the enthusiasm I need. I don't know where I am or who I am right now, all right? I hopped off a plane. They let me on, okay? Now I'm wearing shorts in public. What's going on? Is this a prank show? Where's Jamie Kennedy? Get out of the walls! Come on down. Pull the curtain. Maybe he'll fall out of there. Don't touch the curtains. We can't afford curtain insurance. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I'm wearing shorts. I get it, all right? It's hot out there. In the world, I don't have gills. Check me. Lay me down. Take a body shot while I'm nude. 8 inches. That's how deep my belly button goes. That's right. From crust to core, that's how much liquid you get. 1 ounce per inch. This guy laughs and smells his hands. That's a fun laugh. I'm wearing shorts, goddammit. I look like I got lost on a Boy Scout outing 20 years ago. And now I've wandered back into town looking to trade squirrel pelts for salt. That's what you have. You got me, King of the River People, Sam T, all right? The big unit. Don't look too close at the shorts.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shout-outs, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back. It is a week later. Through the magic of podcasting, we have all gone to mics. We've all riffed sets, and I believe Sam T has performed a set of written material, but we're back in Riff City to talk about the experience, and it's so good to see you guys. It's really,
yeah,
really great.
Welcome back, T-Dog Knight.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
How are you?
I'm good, guys. I'm so glad to be here.
A day late, guys... no big deal. Nope.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew. God damn, I knew Randy Andy would be up my ass about it.
For our listeners, Sam got it wrong by a day. And as we all watched him, you know, just parade his boat footage across social media, I said, there's no way Sam's showing up Monday at 10 a.m. Yeah. He's having too much fun. And here we are on a Tuesday at 10 a.m.
We did a Tuesday last time. I thought it was a Tuesday. I apologize. I value all your time.
Yeah,
we accept the apology. We just have to bring it to the public, and that's
all right.
The Grolic's,
well, at least
promise.
You guys were nice about it, and Andy was a real dickhead.
Yeah,
and I don't accept that apology. I think he riffed.
Wow.
It.
Okay,
I think he riffed that apology.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What do you know
City,
about
dude?
Riffing?
As we're about to hear, not much. Not much.
All right. So we've all gone and riffed our sets, and I think we should probably just like get right fucking into it. I'm not particularly proud of what
so,
I did.
So
we can do mine first, because the audio of mine is going to be the worst. I went to an open mic at the Matchbox, which used to be the Orange Cat, which was a cool venue where we spent our formative comedy years. But now it's a bar. It's called the Match. The Matchbook. Is it Matchbox?
Matchbox.
Whatever.
Matchbox.
Jesus Christ.
This is a winning formula already.
Yeah, dude, you're really crushing it.
He's riffing.
I don't know. I don't fucking hang out there.
He's telling a story that he's trying to convey an idea for the podcast. I don't feel like this is riffing, but
matches? Is it instant strike matches? It has nothing to do with matches.
I did my set on match.com, and so let's go ahead.
Anyway,
hey, Slut,
yeah,
I got a
so
match for your box.
The mic,
it's right here.
The mic is at 10 p.m. on a Sunday. And I guess Ron has the clip. Again, I apologize for this audio. It's
wait, before we go, we're only going to play a clip. How long did you do?
I did this set as long as all the other comics, which we'll get to when we get to Adam's clip, because I heard some news from the other comics about Adam's riffing set. I did, I think, almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, people are talking. What? The city's still buzzing about it.
You riffed a whole 5 minutes, dude?
Yeah, I thought it was just...
Straight?
It was just supposed to be the whole set.
Yeah.
But I didn't go longer. I just did 5 minutes of riffs.
All right.
We're all on the edge of our collective seats.
So I think the clip we have is toward the end of my set. Most of my riffs were all classic venue observations. Comedian's bread and butter. They probably wouldn't translate great over an audio format.
Did you break out of that box and then maybe point out what somebody in the front row was wearing and ask them why they chose to wear that night?
I didn't do that, but someone made a fake Radio Shack sign in the alley, and so I riffed on Radio Shack, which, let me tell you, that crowd didn't even know that Radio Shack was a fucking thing, so.
What's up with this fake Radio Shack, by the way? That's
old
a weird
people
thing.
Riffs. I was like, well, whatever. You'd get it if you were 70, but.
Andrew's like, fake Radio Shack? That's no Sam Goody to me.
I think this is the last joke that I did. And again, the audio is insanely bad, but it's like a concrete patio that someone like threw speakers out onto. So this is
exactly what it is.
I was walking my dogs earlier before I came down here, and there was a dude in the park practicing frisbee golf by himself. Can we make that illegal? Because it's the saddest thing in the world. There's nothing sadder. I know frisbee golf is a sport. I understand how it works. You have like a fucking cage thing or whatever you throw the frisbee. This guy did not have that. He was just in the park throwing a frisbee to nobody. He's just out there chucking frisbees. So sad. It's heartbreaking to watch. I wanted to just like run in while I threw it and catch it and be like, oops, you just made a friend. See ya. And run away. Anyway, thanks for letting me come and goof around at this open mic. Gobble up valuable time. Thank you, Tracy.
Oh, you got the smattering of applause. That's cool.
The audio is so bad. It was even hard to even understand what I was talking about, but I was talking about this guy playing frisbee golf.
Aside from the fact that this sounds like you did this whole stand-up set inside the Watergate Hotel.
with a sock in my mouth.
Yeah,
underwater.
Yeah. That was, I picked up on it. You did a very good job. Can I ask you a question, though? Was that a premise you had been mulling over in your head?
No, it is something I saw that day. So I mulled it over in my head in the fact that I saw it when I was walking my dogs, and I was like, this is the fucking saddest shit I've ever seen. And then
let me rephrase Ben's question for you, Andrew. So, Andrew, are you a liar?
No, that's a riff. I didn't write it down. It happened the same day. That's a riff, baby.
That is a riff. If you didn't like actually sit down and craft anything to it, I feel like that's a riff. I don't know. I recalled it from my memory.
I hate to be Kyle Cease and teach a comedy class right now, you guys, but a riff can lead to a bit. And I think that is a fucking very fertile bit. A sad guy playing frisbee low in the park is a great premise. So, I give you the olive branch of, like, okay, maybe it was in your head and you just popped it out on stage later that night. Sam seems to think this is not straight riffing.
I think that was the funniest Andrew's ever been.
And I could see you listening to it as if you were trying to decipher a Cockney. Like, you were in London and you were like, is this English?
The audio quality is so poor, it's a little difficult to even
I heard it.
I could tell that he was riffing because you can feel him ramping up when he hits the punch, when he realizes what the punchline is of, I'm going to run in there and catch it and then say you made a friend. That excitement sounded like someone riffing.
Hey,
you know, like, hey, I figured out the out. Oh my god, look at me, I'm doing it. Then you did the worm off the stage or whatever, and
they carried me off. Actually, they picked me up and they carried me.
Because you collapsed.
Yeah. I was just exhausted.
It was like Will Ferrell in Old School. Yeah, you blacked out.
They, Andrew, were paramedics.
Thank God they were there. I don't mind riffing in my set when it comes up naturally, but going up just with the explicit purpose of riffing is pretty awkward for sure.
It is very fucking awkward.
Also, I felt a little guilty taking a spot. I mean, there were no one was turned away from this mic and everyone had plenty of time, but it was just, I felt a little self-indulgent to be like, I'll be going up next just to bullshit and then I'm leaving.
I felt no guilt. I went in and I fucking, like a hot dog, I said, I went on at this point and I'm doing this much fucking time and you all open micers can suck my dick. I said that at the end of the fucking set. I even said when I lived in Hollywood, we'd go to the improv or the comedy store, we'd beg for stage time. We couldn't get any. Maybe you get 5 minutes and some asshole would drop in and do 20 of pointless riffing and we needed the stage time so much more. And I said, I'm so glad that I can now do that. It's the one thing I miss about Hollywood.
You can be the Dane Cook
of Denver.
And I can
bring it to Denver.
You've done
it. Yeah, dude. And I fucking yeah,
and that asinine asshole hack was named Brody Stevens.
let's go to Adam's because at this mic, the hot goss was that Adam did a 12-minute set to quote make sure he got a clip that was funny was what
an
unnamed comic said to me. Said you did a 12.
I did the amount of time I wanted to do. And I'll tell you what, that patio, when I got on stage, everybody came inside. All right. The room fucking came to attention and I gave them a solid C+.
All right. Let's
you gave everyone $10.
So what?
You showed up with $1,200.
My dad gave me a crisp hondo in the morning and I paid it forward, Sam.
Well, it was your allowance. You did a good job mowing the yard.
which riff city suburb did you visit?
I went to Wide Right on a Wednesday night. Very popular, Mike. There was like 70 comedians.
So how long did you do, Adam? Was it a
hot
12? I
think I did 9 or 10 minutes. Okay, so they asked that everybody does 3. Big fucking deal.
Wow.
Big fucking deal. Jeez. They said when I went on, Megan said, do whatever you want.
Shit.
Megan said, do whatever you want. And I wanted to do 9 of C+. So here's some of it.
Open mic Wednesday night. Do you dare to dream it? I do as well. Thanks so much for what you've seen so far, everybody. That's my time. Thank you. Have a good night. I'm wearing a backpack. This is a Buffalo bar. I don't trust anyone in this fucking place.
Classic.
I think Buffalo lost 4 Super Bowls. It wasn't because of their inferior play. Half their players were rifling through backpacks in the other locker room. Jim Kelly, sticky fingers. You heard it here first. Round of applause if you're a comedian in this room. Yeah, and that's a lot, because most comics won't do anything when prompted. Round of applause if you're just a regular person here for a nice comedy. Wow, that's about worse than I expected. I haven't done an open mic in a long time, and you kind of like forget about them, and you have these sort of nostalgic notions of, oh, it's kind of fun, you were just grinding, really trying to make it, life didn't really mean as much, but God, that open mic meant fucking everything. And then you get to one, and it's worse than you ever remember it. And you're like, why am I doing this? And you have no fucking clue. But I guess before I start, does anyone have any questions for me? Nope. Can I ask some questions to you guys? Can I still pull this off as a look? I'm 41. I got 2 kids. I'm wearing cool sneakers and a t-shirt from a brewery that I don't even know if it's cool anymore. And I'm just like, I don't know, COVID fucked me up. Do I wear suits now? Like, what do I do? As a poor, I don't think my hair is as luxuriant as it used to be. I don't know how to look on stage. Can I pull this off still? And again, one guy enthusiastic with a camera that I don't understand. What's your guy's angle? Are you filming? You're recording him.
And now I go on riffing on this guy's camera for fucking 5 minutes.
Okay.
But that was the part I wanted to show you guys.
Nice. Those are classic riffs, classic riff structure.
Classic riffs.
You know, I'm here. I'm done. Just gotcha. Yeah. And by the way, that Jim Kelly reference, maybe you and I could go into a Radio Shack, Jim Kelly. These are
we got this.
These are concepts. We're gonna find its target audience.
Yeah, that was
nobody asked
classic,
you a question?
Classic recipe right there. This
nobody
place
asked
sucks.
Me a question.
I shouldn't be here. Open mics are dumb.
Yep.
Is what I'm wearing bad?
Yep.
And then desperately searching for anything to make fun of, found it with the camera.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. And it went, and the camera got me some mileage there, Sam. But what I thought interesting about it, not to fucking overanalyze, is just the sheer vulnerability of that moment. Immediately, I was like, I literally wasn't thinking about anything. I had nothing prepared. I was just like, let's just go. And I start being like, can I pull this look off? Am I losing my fucking hair? It was just like 100% honest guy on stage in that sort of moment, which again, I'm not trying to overanalyze this shit, but it's funny how you go to like your most vulnerable shit right away, which might be the value of straight fucking riffing is kind of like, all right, here's some shit that's at my core right away. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Or you can also do the opposite where you go up there and you say, I'm the best, and you try and alpha everyone.
The Sam team.
That's another fun move. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Because I've been playing in the sand like you guys were for so long that now I'm like, you know, erecting monuments out of Adobe mud. So
yeah, I mean, I guess you just gotta go in
album.
Yeah, Adobe like, mud.
Pure fucking confidence, just like I'm the best guy in the room, whether I believe it or not. Here we fucking go. That's a funny approach.
Or it's even more fun to be a lot of confidence, but be like, I just shit my pants. Somebody help me.
Now that we're listening to this, I want to say like that. It's kind of disingenuous to say we don't riff because honestly, when I'm listening to what you did, Adam, that sounds like the beginning of most of your sets. Like,
yeah,
you know, like taking
no
in the environment.
For a minute and a half.
No. What are you talking about? You had a couple big laughs. Like but it's, you know, getting yourself situated on stage, feeling comfortable talking about where you are.
For sure. And as you pointed out, I think we all riff on stage a fair amount, but I think the difference with this one is there's usually a joke to dismount with, or like, all right, once the riffing sort of ends or falls flat, I know what I got to go after that. And then like maybe I'll go back into riffing, but I know how to get them back if it's not going the direction I want. So that so yes, you're
or
totally right.
Like riffing,
and those are
off
often
of
the most fun moments.
Riffing off of natural stimuli, like, oh, here's something actually noticeable that's, you know, worth making fun of. You can riff on it instead of just like, ah, look at this stupid chair, look at this crooked ass chair. Like, I think in our artificial riff mode, I think that
I didn't like that, Andrew.
Oh, you should listen to my whole clip. I'm like making fun of the patio construction. The worst thing to make fun of.
Is that a buttress? What a buttress? All right, fine.
Well, that's why.
How do people
what are we? Are we in an RV carport? Is that what we're doing? We're in Arizona. We're snowbirds.
That is why I admire an entirely riff set done well, because comics that are listening to this, if you're not good at this, do not fucking do it for your whole set. But like Sam, you're able to pull it off with no safety net. And I know Rory does these shows where he's like, I'm going 100% improvised. There's no out with a joke that I know will work. And that is what scares the fucking shit out of me, because I like to have the out and take them on this written journey as well. I like to close strong, but to completely fucking riff is quite hard.
You're also a good writer, though. You know, it's just playing to your strengths. Like, you write good jokes. I don't write as good jokes as you. So I gotta bark like a dog and get on all fours and let someone ride me around like a pony.
All right,
we should saddle me up.
Everyone says about you,
Sam. Yeah. You know that's my thing. You know that's what Spells does, and I feel like you're mocking us.
Hey Ben, no one knows about your stupid band.
Ben, let's go to yours. Tell us about your riffing experience.
I think Ben has a unique case here.
Yes, this turned into an unexpected riff collage. Now, I will admit,
you were just furiously snipping out of joke magazines and just pasting them together.
But just the eyes and the nose. I would cut the mouth of the riff out. I would cut the ears off.
Does that mean you were doing like Attell setups and Hedberg's punchlines?
Yeah. Yeah, my set.
Very postmodern.
So I was down at a comedy club in Tucson, Arizona, and it is monsoon season in Tucson. I did not know this. And so it rained and crazy lightning storms. And then Friday night when I was on stage, 30 minutes into my set, right as they're about to start bringing drinks out, 35 minutes or so, the power goes out.
So you're halfway through your first choke.
Yeah. And just the setup, I was like ramping up to the punchline. Sure. And the power goes out. Everything. The room is pitch black and the mic is off. I think Adam, you've had this happen before. Was
that happened
at
Comedy Works once? It was one of my favorite shows of all time. Like they lit.
I was on that show with you, right?
Yeah, you were. You 100%
were. Yeah, I was hosting for you.
It was fucking great. They lit candles and we just did it with a cappella. It was a cool night.
It was insane. So in this venue, everybody immediately, because they're used to it, started picking up their cell phones and turned on the flashlight. I moved from the stage to the center of the room. And I did another 35 minutes while they tried to get tabs out.
That's crazy.
A cappella, baby.
But this, I admit.
Like a halogen god.
I admit that parts of this, I unfortunately did lean back on other things I had done, but parts of it are riffed. And I just thought it's a unique thing of seeing when it comes
into. What do you mean, lean back on other things you've done? Earlier in the night in that set?
Yes, at other points in the set.
No, that counts. I went callback riffing is riffing. That's fine.
No. But also,
right, Sam?
Like,
I think this is bullshit from what I've heard so far, but let's hear it. Go ahead.
Well, that sounds like a cool fucking moment. Let's see where it fits into the riff challenge.
Sure.
What do you, Sam? You know, you come on to this podcast.
Oh,
you come
here
on
we
with
go.
Your big author, your big author energy. That's what happens. You come in acting like you wrote that damn book on a typewriter or something, but you didn't, and we all know that here. And then
everybody,
you know what it is? Everybody flips through the pages and they say, "Oh, Sam T wrote this." You know what? Ben Roy wrote the platform. Everybody take driving golf balls at old BUA, you know, the old stalwart. Why? Because I have tattoos? Is that why? Is it because I went and made some choices that you didn't?
I'm pitching a new show. It's called The Hot Chair, and it's Ben on stage, and everyone yells things at him, and Ben defensively responds.
I'm sure someone's going to pick it up. I'm sure somebody's going to pick that up. There's no platform for something like that right now, and you guys know that. Hollywood's in shambles.
Oh my God.
You haven't figured it out. You can set your arms down on your table.
So they were holding them up.
But right now, we are the largest organized group in all of Tucson. We are bonded over this moment. You're willing to lead us. Lead us, man. We can have whatever we fucking want in this room. You guys want to go without go-karts for free?
There's a go-kart track nearby.
Thank you.
That's my, I say that.
Who's the one from Boston? New Bedford, Mass. I don't know what happened to the lights. And I don't fucking care. I know right now someone is getting fingered so hard. You all can smell
back.
This is a car accident. Nachos?
Now I'm eating somebody's food off the table.
Yep. Exactly what that Chilean mine disaster was.
Nice.
We're Americans. There's a very good chance we're going to leave with more people than we came in.
You'd have to see it because I'm stuffing chips into my face and shit. So,
I've seen Ben do that before. It's one of my favorite bits. You grab an audience's plate of food, start eating it. It's fun.
It's good. Ben, as a massive fan of you as a comedian and a man, I think that would have been, if I was there to see you and the lights went out and you riffed on it for a half hour, it would have been the greatest show ever. It would have been a memory that I told people about. Next time you come to town, I'm bringing people. This is the guy who riffed on the lights going out. You didn't do the challenge, buddy.
I know.
All right? You riffed half. You riffed over the check spot. No one's ever done that before. When you were already crushing for a half hour. All right. You didn't go to an open mic and goof around like the rest of these brave warriors. Okay. You just posted a really cool clip that everyone would love if you put it on Instagram. All right. That's not the challenge, dude. You did new stuff in the middle. My God. No way.
Maybe you don't, Sam.
Emergency session of Riff City City Council. Move to make Sam new president of Riff City.
Wow.
I need a second, Andrew. I need a second.
He is keeping the integrity of Riff City's constitutional values. And I
Let me say one thing.
As someone who is a firm Second Amendment user, and I will say this. I will
the
not
Second Amendment in Riff City is yelling, just so everyone knows at home.
Yeah. It is. If you guys don't know, I didn't ask for that situation.
If it's brown, not yellow, that's I didn't ask to come into
Riff City at that moment. I was picked up by a van, a bag was thrown over my head, and I was dragged into Riff City, okay? And that's what happened, Sam T. And I want our fans to know, I'm going to talk directly to the audience. What I did is
somebody's
difficult.
Cutting a WWE promo. I love that.
Sam T came into this with a bad attitude. He doesn't realize to our listeners, it's a positive podcast. And he's brought the clouds to Riff City. He's a dictator in Riff City. And you're right, I didn't do the challenge. Let me say this.
As someone who riffs like this a lot, that was great. You did a really hard thing, okay? You did the great joke about the Chilean mine disaster. That's a good joke. A lot of people wouldn't be able to follow it up with the line you did after that, where we're Americans, we're going to leave with more people than we came in with. That's a hard thing for your brain to put together on the fly. That math that you did, where you have to say it exactly right, we're going to leave with more people than we came in with, that's a hard thing to do. And that's why you're a samurai, and that's why you're next level, all right? You know, so I'm going to give you some leeway here. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you killed for all of your fans at a comedy club, watching you do your thing, you know?
And as Benroy Nation grows and grows and grows, it encroaches upon the borders of Riff City. Once again.
There could be a war.
There could be a whole Haza strip moment. Am I right?
A Haza strip moment?
The Haza strip. It's a H-A-Z-A. So, but it's a dispute.
Ben's actually booked there in November. He's missing the Grolics because he's performing
at the Haza strip.
Classic move. Yeah. All right, let's get to Sam's. Sam had to write jokes.
Yeah, that's way fucking harder to like sit down and have to write. The question is, did you riff in between?
No, he said he's going to give us a clip where we get to hear him be introduced, and then he gets into start to finish.
All right.
And these are probably 50% jokes that I wrote that day, and then there's like four jokes that I've told maybe twice in the back of the joke book situation. So,
okay,
here we go, people.
Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you guys seen this? Have you heard about this? That's my impression of a comic bombing at a blind and deaf school.
That's a great joke.
That's so funny.
Used to be a chocolatier. I had to quit because people didn't like it when I told them I was a chocolatier. Because when you hear chocolatier, you don't think confectioner. You think fanciful pedophile. You think of a guy in a top hat with like a foxtail coat on. He's like, I make sweet treats for small mouths. That's what you think about. You know, I wish I had pendulous breasts. Wouldn't that be great if I just had big pendulous breasts? But instead I have pendulette's breasts. You know, the Olympics happened, and everyone was upset that the athletes couldn't have sex in the Olympic Village. They were prohibited from being alone with each other in the room so that to prevent the spread of COVID due to intercourse. But you know where no one was watching? The Olympic horse stables. Think about that party, huh? All the sexiest horses in the world crammed together for 14 crazy days and nights.
Is that where that joke ends?
I think it would be fun to get a memorial bench in the park, but on the in memoriam plaque, put my name, the year 1987 to 2019, sit on that bench, and then when people sit down, scare the shit out of them.
See?
Yes, Sam, how would they know that's you? You know, that's your
I know, dude. You have to show your ID somehow.
That's your ego getting in the way, thinking everyone knows Sam T, but could just be a guy in a park.
This is great. You know, what I've noticed with you writing material without having, like, really working hard to not put a lot of your riffing banter in between that you do in between the jokes, kind of comes off as very late night, like, set kind of thing. It's very concise.
Kind of one-linery jokes.
One-linery, quick jokes that are really funny and quippy and snappy. And I like it.
Thanks, man. I think when I'm doing jokes, I have to do them charmless and without any of the Sam T stink, because otherwise it's cheating.
You sound very flat. But I guess we're just used to you being
And at the end of the set, I say, okay, that's over. I had to do those jokes without any charm. And then I plug my special.
And it seems like a perfect time to plug your special, Sam. Why don't you do it again? Plug your special right now, because Sam has a special of more fun stuff than that.
It's available video on demand on all platforms, the ones in your house, the ones on your phone, the ones on your computer, every platform. September 7th, Waiting for Death to Claim Us. Go ahead and watch it. And also, hey, Denver listeners, September 7th, Alamo Drafthouse, doing a screening on the big screen with a Q&A with the director, me, the cinematographer afterward. September 7th, my tickets, buy them on samtalent.com.
For those of you listening, we'll put the link for the tickets. They'll be in the show notes for this.
Yeah. So and also Fort Collins, September 8th at the Lyric Theater. Come out, same thing, Q&A
go
afterward.
Out and see that. I think you're a good joke writer and a good riffer. I know you kind of shit a little bit on your, like, self-deprecating, like, oh, I don't write as well. That's why I do that. You write great jokes, and it is very interesting to see the bricks without all the mortar in between. You know what I mean? Without all the stuff that holds it together in between. That what your act kind of comes down to feels late nighty. You could do that on a late night set and just bang, 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 one-liner jokes and have a really...
Please keep pendulous breasts and pendulette's breasts. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
Thanks, man.
So how is this challenge for everyone? Is this something that you think you'll do more
of? Let's start
with
Sam. Do you think you're going to write more material, Sam?
Here's the thing. You guys are good at not just writing the single joke. You guys can write, like, a whole chunk, or I don't know how you do it, but I have to write on stage, so no. I will not be sitting down and writing any more jokes. I will still continue to get on stage and say, look at me, I'm the man pig, oink, oink, and then going from there.
But got a laugh out of us.
Fair enough. Thanks for your candor.
Yeah.
Andrew, what about you?
Yeah, what about you, bud?
I mean, I'm not going to go to mics and cold riff again, but I always like riffing. I know that I'm, like, in a good place doing comedy if I'm, like, getting riffs every set. I'm like, oh, that was good, that's fun, like, and that just comes with the reps and just doing fun shows, I guess. If you do too many, like, bad shitty shows, I feel like that kind of, like, closes up. I don't know,
I
feed off the
you.
Like, fun energy. I'm not the kind of riffer that's like, this crowd is not fun and this show has been a complete slog, I'm gonna, like, riff on it. I'm more like, all right, I'm going to do my contractual time and get the fuck out of here.
I agree with you. I can tell I'm in a good comedy place when I'm riffing a lot. It just, you feel sharp. You feel comfortable departing from the script. So I think I will. I mean, I just recorded an album and I told my wife, I was like, I want to try to, like, riff more as I go forward from here. Because I used to do that shit all the time at open mics and stuff. And granted, it was alcohol fueling the confidence to do it. But I'm still got decent at it, and I feel like you discover new bits and you, like, get vulnerable, and so I'm actively going to try to riff a lot more.
It's a writing tool,
right,
Adam. Remember,
it's a writing tool.
Riff, riff to remember, not to forget. That's the important part.
That's on That's on the wall outside of Rift City. That's a mural. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
I love that, Sam. That's exactly how I want to use it. So yeah, I think I'm going to try to work on this. I'm not
Adam's
going to
write that down.
Yeah, Rift to remember.
You writing that down?
Yeah, not. I already forgot it, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. What about you, Ben?
I don't think
I'll get the manager to pull the power breaker again in the future. You piece of shit.
I'm sucking off the Excel energy guy to fucking chop it off at the pole. No, make it so it doesn't come back on.
Everywhere Ben goes, the power drops halfway through and he's just crushing it, going viral with these fucking power outage comedy videos.
Where I'm most comfortable with riffing is not in riffing material, but riffing the way in which that I tell a joke, or like how I'm in the room, how I'm behaving, and like bringing it to people's faces, you know, like I like
literally
going into
you're
the
putting
crowd,
your fingers in their mouth,
fingers in their mouth. Yeah. So
yeah,
when
right.
I,
yours is more performance based riffing, I'd say.
Right. So I don't, but part of my biggest problem with some people in stand up comedy is they're naturally good at something else, but someone else is really good. Like if I feel like I've just after 15 years, over 15 years of doing this, started to feel comfortable with my style of doing things. And then I could look at Sam and go, I want to do more of that, but I should just be confident in what works for me. And there are other comics I've seen who are great one-liners, but they're like, man, I wish I could tell a story. And they're not just accepting the thing that they do really well and like really leaning into it and being proud of that thing that they do, you know? And
I think that's good advice for just normal people too. Look, if you're good at something, don't try anything else. Do that one thing.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not going to ever sacrifice the quality of what I do for on stage just because I want so badly to riff an entire set. Like, I'm just not going to do that, especially if I'm at a club or anything. I'm just gonna,
Andrew and I will bomb at a club all weekend long just riffing because of this challenge. So Andrew and I take this podcast.
I appreciate that you guys have somehow earlier on in this show, I came into this and upset you somehow. Like, maybe I didn't hold the door open for you when we were coming into Rift City and you guys just were like, what an asshole. It's all about him. And then you were like, you know what? Let's kick his ass today. You know what? But you know what? You created this.
Remember is
I want you to
view
the citizens of Rift City
careers.
Made
friendship
this
more
active shooter.
Than riffing.
He didn't
it's
make it
because we started
it
the pod by me calling you an old bitch, and since then you've been flipping out and reeling and flopping on the deck of the boat, and none of us are taking the paddle and whacking you upside the head. All right,
no, you guys came at me hard. Yeah, what's the bitch comment? You know, because the bitch party, I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask.
Well, guess what? We threw it for you.
I know you. I played with it for a little bit, but now you guys are tugging on it and you're taunting me and you keep hitting me in the face with it. And now I'm tired.
Let me say one thing.
I'm exhausted.
Hey, let me plug something. Hey, I do a monthly mail membership where I send you something I wrote in the mail. Sign up on samtalent.com. This month, I'm sending out a little bonus story from a certain other author in Denver. Named Adam Caton Holland. So if you want to read something I wrote this month and something Adam wrote that's actually very good and very applies to his nascent period becoming a man in Denver, subscribe on samtalent.com because it's good, and I'd love to have you get it in the mail from me.
Wow. Hell yeah. Nice. Thanks, Sam. This was fun. I think it's valuable to look at what you do, how you do
it. It's questionable whether or not it was fun. I mean, I think we
Ben,
tried something.
You have to fucking share a lot this episode. A lot.
No, yeah. I'm just saying like, it's questionable whether or not it was fun.
How much rope do you need?
You're full. Go to bed. Stop eating. You're full.
You're greedy.
So two questions.
Sorry.
Did this challenge make the world a better place? I mean, clearly.
No, not at all. This is the most self-absorbed challenge. Could be.
I don't know.
Hey, comedy.
I think putting out improvised
or writing. I'm done with comedy.
Putting out improvised stuff in the world always is good. Yeah. It makes it a good place. I think that
trying to stay in the moment, be more in the moment on stage, indulge a whim that comes to you while you're up there, it does make the show better, makes the crowds happy.
Which indirectly fixes the situation in Afghanistan. So swish by us yet again. The Grolic saves the world as we always do.
The last question for to the Deputy Honorable Lieutenant Governor of Rift City, Sam Talent. Do we all get to keep our residences in Rift City?
Brothers, I learned by watching you. You guys have a massive impact on my comedy career, and yes, it's an honor to serve you.
Oh, will, it comes will, out now, does will, it?
Hey, Ben, can I talk for 10 seconds before you do more bullshit?
Come on.
Is that all right? Is it okay, Ben? Do you have to fill more time on this very long episode?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, sincerity makes you nervous.
The stereo is pretty loud at the bitch party.
So, yes, you guys, I'll die on my sword for you guys. I will lay on my shield. Long live the Grolics.
Sam, you rule.
All joking aside,
Ben, shut
you rule,
up,
man.
Ben, you're done. Go to Sam's special.
I was saying
it,
I like him.
Enjoy it. And we're going to listen to some comedy, and we'll be back with next episode's challenge.
Let's hear an actual clip from Sam T's special. Enough with all the teasing and tantalizing. Let's hear a clip from it. And again, you can check that out September 7th.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know why we have to play more of Sam's stuff. I mean, he
because people like it, Ben.
Nobody came after me. What's that? What's that?
He's not going to stop.
And here's the problem with all of this.
Is that
when we invite a guest
to just talk himself to sleep, play the clip.
Sir, thank you for coming out of the woods. Appreciate that. If you're here, who's watching the still? That's what I want to know. Huh? Who's keeping an eye on the copper coil, man? Do you make your own jerky? Come on, man, I don't work for the state. Tell the truth. If you're selling jerky, let me get first nibbles. Come on, man. My teeth are real. Unlike this guy. This guy's got fake fucking teeth. I saw it immediately. Look at you, you chalk-jawed monster. What's your deal? Oh, fake teeth freak right there. Right? They're fake?
They're fake.
The format, and that's the problem. If we do that, we're setting a precedent with guests.
Okay, shut up. Enough.
Okay.
Stop.
Just get off the ledge, dude.
Sam's gone. He's gone.
It's gone.
It's over the break.
I mean, his book is good, and his documentary thing is good. I just don't think it's
okay.
A reason to come in and push one of the stalwarts of Ben.
Downshift. Let's coast into the parking lane. Thank you.
It was a good episode, though.
It was a very good episode.
This was a fun
episode. We want to thank Sam Talent for being so funny on our podcast and for being so funny in general. Colorado is lucky to have you, dude. We appreciate you. And I would like to thank the open mics who were very generous with their time for me specifically. Thank you, Wide Right, for letting me get up there and BS. And thank you to Matchbox for letting Andrew talk about Frisbee.
And also thank you to Laughs and Tucson for letting me perform that weekend. And it was an actual riff. I did riff. I mean, that's what I do at my show. So
okay,
that
Ben.
Again, we're
Ben.
Not getting back into that. Okay. Again, I'm
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You know
yep.
who
yep.
I have not missed for these outro credits? Jesus Christ. Also, I believe you can start watching Sam's special tonight. It's called Waiting for Death to Claim Us. Sam Talent, TALLENT. Check it out wherever you buy comedy stuff. It's going to be great.
Go stream it.
And I will be performing in beautiful Steamboat Springs, Colorado on September 10th and 11th. I haven't been to Steamboat in years. I've never done a show in Steamboat. I'm very excited to do that. You can get tickets at steamboatcomedy.com.
This weekend, I will be in Wilmington, North Carolina at one of my favorite clubs anywhere, Dead Crow Comedy Club. I will be there September 10th and 11th. As always, we'll put links to those shows and where to get tickets in the show notes. So come on out, join us, come hang out.
And lastly, if we do not break up as a group, we will be performing at the High Plains Comedy Festival. It's the best time of the year in Denver for comedy. It's September 16th through 18th. And there's so much great stuff. We're going to do a live Grolic show. We're going to do a live Grolic Saves the World podcast. So check it out. High Plains Comedy Festival. Come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And if you want to support us virtually, it's easy. We've got a Patreon. There's all kinds of fun stuff. You can get a personalized message from Ben here. He'll He'll do something great. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that. Also, there's all different tiers that you can pledge at, and we have some cool new merch. Have you ever, we have a pod within a pod, Boy Crazy, that you can only hear on the Patreon. And now we have Boy Crazy merch you can only get through the Patreon. So if you want to really impress your coworkers with a Boy Crazy mug, it's not possible. So check us out at patreon.com/GrolixSaves. Also, huge announcement, we have new merch and a new merch store. Go to our website at thegrolix.com and you can check that out. It's very neat.
Right on, right on. Hey, if you're a new listener, do us a favor. Hit that subscribe button, please. Also, you can find us on all of the podcast apps. And just a reminder, reviews are great. We love them. If you can, rate and review us. But even better, just tell your friends that you love this podcast. These episodes come out every other week on Tuesdays. Plus, we have some bonus content that comes out in between. So please, please let everybody know this is your favorite podcast. You love it. Share it with people. It means a lot to us and it does a lot to spread the word. You all are great. If you don't already, find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can do that at Grolix Comedy.
Ben's right. We love reviews so much, we might read yours on air. Imagine that. For example, this 5-star review from Pappy Gucci, who writes, "More laughs than any other podcast provides. It's a delight." Hey, thank you so much, Pappy Gucci, for the lovely review. We appreciate you.
And Adam's going to be doing a headlining set at Pappy Gucci next weekend. Okay. Okay. Next weekend.
Ben, you've never worked anywhere dubious at all. Let's go back through your bookings in the past month.
Guys, we got to land this plane. We're low on fuel. You hear that beeping? We got to land this plane.
Thanks, as always, to our producers, Second City Level 3 improviser Ron Doyle. And our theme music is provided by the spontaneous Charlie Continental.
Wait. Is Ron still paying for those classes?
Yeah, but he's really, really making progress. I mean, he's gotten very funny.
It's satisfying something in his soul. Do not ruin it.
What are we doing next challenge, by the way? Devin really talked much about what we're going to do.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ben, because we have kind of two in the works right now. We got the live podcast at the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Oh,
And Andrew and I are just so happy to have you back in the outro credits that we have a challenge that's kind of specifically designed for you, Ben Roy. Something that I think you're really going to enjoy. So we're not sure which one's coming out first, but you guys stay tuned and you will either have the live one from High Plains or the gift from me and Andrew to Ben in the form of a challenge.
Oh, that's never good.
No, it's not.
Okay, I don't like that. So I'm just going to say, play us out, Charlie. Seriously, don't do anything bad.